Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, this just in, it's summer, and there's a heat wave, but this could be a rough one. More than 154 million Americans from the Midwest to the Northeast are under heat advisories and warnings. The heat index is expected to reach from 100 to 110 degrees in St. Louis, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Boston. And this will last through the weekend. Joining us now is Mark Elliott, a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Mark, welcome back to Here and Now.
Glad to be here.
So, yep, it gets hot in the summer, but is the heat coming today and over this weekend going to be particularly powerful and different?
It's easy to say it's summertime, so it's going to be hot out. And that is true, although we are talking about hundreds of records that will fall over the next couple of days, whether they be daytime high temperature records that fall, or maybe more importantly for people that don't have air conditioning, overnight warm low temperatures. So think about an elderly person in a New York City apartment that doesn't have air conditioning. There's no way to cool off that room if it doesn't cool down enough at night. So that's going to be a crucial component of this heat wave.
Yeah, the nighttime low is expected to be a lot higher than usual. I mean, so it just won't cool off that much at night. Why is that? Talk about that.
Part of that is because of urbanization. We have a growing population that lives in the paved over cities. The cities hold their heat better at night. Part of it is that we have so much humidity. And think about how oceans are a moderating force. It's, you know, cooler by the ocean in the summer. It's warmer by the ocean in the winter. If you have a lot of moisture, both on the ground in soil moisture and in the air and water vapor, temperatures don't fall as fast. So it's a little bit harder to cool off that air temperature at night when it's really humid.
As you mentioned, this could be problematic, you know, for people with health conditions, for older Americans. Excessive heat killed more than 100 people in the U.S. last year. That's higher than the number of people killed by floods or storms. What makes heat so dangerous, and what should people do to stay safe this weekend?
It's easy to see when a tornado is dangerous. So people naturally change what they're going to be doing. When you tell someone it's going to be hot in the summertime, it doesn't usually get that same reaction. And so people die from heat and heat exhaustion. Basically, their bodies shut down. So the best thing that we can do is to be good neighbors. It's to check on the people around you. Know if there are elderly people that don't have air conditioning. Relying on these citywide cooling centers, being willing to go and ask for help, which is tough to do, and checking on the people around you.
Mark, last month was the hottest June ever recorded on Earth. According to statistics, it was the 414th consecutive month of the Earth's temperature being higher than average. I know it's hard to tie any specific weather event or pattern to climate change, but talk about this heat wave in that larger context.
Yeah, that's a good way to frame it. So we know that the Earth is warming. Because of that, we know that there is more water vapor in the air just because of how evaporation works. When the temperature is warmer, you get more evaporation in that balance. And so this is one of those classic signatures. There will be climate reanalysis that goes back and says how much of this heat wave would have happened anyway and what percentage of it was made worse because of global warming. But the bottom line is that the climate is changing, and big heat waves that set lots of records are going to be more and more likely the further we stay on this path.
More frequent and maybe lasting longer.
One of the big signs of climate change is that the high pressure areas are getting bigger, they're getting stronger, and they're moving slower. We saw that with Barry. Barry was a very disorganized hurricane, but its classic kind of calling card when all was said and done was its very slow motion. And we wound up setting a new state rainfall record in Arkansas because of that slow movement. Now, the high pressure areas are basically like nature's policeman. They stand in the intersection. None of the other weather systems can go through them when they're there. So low pressures move slower because those highs are stronger. The highs are there longer. And when you have a summertime high like we have here, it means sinking air for days, and that sinking air compresses and heats up. It means more sunshine than clouds, so that sunshine heats the ground. And so you wind up with this feedback loop that makes it easier for those warm temperatures to continue to grow day after day as that high doesn't move. I would say, luckily, this system does get a kick. So we have a couple days of extreme heat in this case, and then it does move on. But you're going to notice those big couple of days of heat before that gets there.
We are going to notice it. Mark Elliott is a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Mark, thanks a lot and stay cool.
I will try. You too.